Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me? I'm going to murder the service.
Hello.
My God. Aramek is on. Can you hear Aramek?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good gracious. Technical difficulties
up the
wazoo.
Yep, they still can't hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think everybody can hear us now, bro.
Can everyone hear me? Tell me if you hear two voices. Okay, thank God. Just like, the setting on the PC, and I couldn't. Apparently it's a blog talk problem, but I figured, Jesus Christ, kill me. From 4 minutes of Dead Space, or 5 minutes now, just Dead Space. Wasn't that fun, guys? Wasn't that fun, fam? Welcome to NPR, where we have horrible, horrible technical difficulties because of the shit show that is radio, which I praised last year, having high audio, which now is lucky to give us any audio. Why on earth would it be on voice activation? Jesus Christ. To murder everything.
No clue.
Oh my God. I mean, I had tried calling in, guys. When I first tried to call the studio line, it gave me a busy tone. It literally said that I was busy. And I was, like, frantically sitting there with 5 minutes to go, like, is it even to accept my call? So I'm going to see if there's anything on my phone making it fuck up. But in the meantime, let's see if Tyler properly and correctly. And I believe this one should be him. Tyler?
Good evening.
Hey, what's up? Oh, obliging. That they're thought about that, but then I thought because it's blocked.
I did not understand Tyler. Any of what you just said.
Yeah.
Great.
Derp,
great.
You're cutting out like every 2 seconds, brah.
Aramek's coming through clear. But yeah, Derp, you're not coming through very clear.
Yeah.
Well, you may have to keep it going.
You may have to carry it tonight, Aramaic.
You might have to carry it.
I can carry that weight.
EMPR is brought to you by crappy audio.
Deerpuff, no offense, but you sound awful, man, right now. It's just God. Oh, God.
I'm not, not surprised. Well, Aramaic, you can guess if I'm be heard right now.
Yeah, apparently I am sounding just fine and dandy on the air. Hello, sumptuous people. Hi. This is Aramaic and Tyler Power Hour, and we're going to be carrying this little pony on our backs the whole way through this time. Don't worry about that. So just settle back in, and this is going to be playing some smooth jazz here real soon. No, anyways, Tyler, I believe what Derp was trying to ask you about was Indonesia, if I got that.
Oh, my God. Indonesia.
I don't know.
What?
I mean, it's a country in the Pacific.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, maybe Thailand? Maybe Thailand?
Thailand might be the thing. Yes, that would probably be the thing. Let's talk about Thai food. Let's do that.
Okay. I hear they have pretty good noodles. I know there's a lot of people anxious in the community to go and sample them firsthand. It's something we'll have to discuss with Congress, because we've kind of behind the scenes put together a couple of different scenarios for how we would go in, and there's a few obstacles, like we would lose our Greek MPP, and that's one of our big ones. We also, it wouldn't be cheap. We'd have to do a land bridge to get there, and they could possibly cut the border with a resistance war, so there's that. Croatia is also in the neighborhood, and they like to do douche things, so that's, you know, some obstacle. We could airstrike, but again, that's expensive. So Congress controls the purse strings. So my plan is to kind of lay out options and different ways we can do it, and see what and how much we think it's going to cost, and see what they want to do. So
fair enough.
If they approve it, I would be happy to wipe Thailand for the indefinite future for their douchebaggery last September.
Yay. I'm here now.
Is that you, man?
No, this is Oblige.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah, Oblige is coming through okay.
I think the issue is the hi-fi system, which is how the host is connected right now. So I am muting Derpoof, and now I think we're fine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It sounds so much better.
It's like a million times better, is it not?
Yeah,
it is.
Yes, there's nothing cutting in and out.
The problem
yeah,
is
it was
Derpoof.
Like we were...
Derpoof,
yeah, the
you're
problem
pony
is
disgusting. Pony disgusting.
Well, like you said, it is beta. It was great last week, for what that's worth.
Well, he was real excited by the beta, and it does indeed usually sound much better. But in this case, apparently it is not working. I'm not sure if there's any way for him to disconnect from that somehow, but without ending the show.
I wouldn't risk it.
Yeah, so Derpoof is just going to have to not pay any for the next hour.
Okay. Or you can call in, right?
That's true. Call in while he's on the thing. Yeah, it's a possibility.
Or he could just say nothing for an hour.
That's not really fair.
I like it when he's not saying anything. We're just going at it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, I'm going to... some people have already seen this, but I'm going to show off this awesome orb that my friend and I took in the St. Louis Cemetery in New Orleans like an hour ago. So here we go. Bam.
place.
We couldn't get in
because
it's locked. You know, you got to pay and all that crap. They don't let you in after a certain time. So we were just kind of just taking pictures of the sunset and stuff, and then bam, there it was. It's cool.
So by orb, you mean that little green thing?
Yeah,
the one in the lower corner, yeah.
No, I don't have that one linked, but the one that was taken, like, right before it or right after is completely clear. There's nothing there. So, anyway. That's a metaphysical question that I don't know that I have the answer to. But you could say, Aramaic, that this show is brought to you by orbs, maybe? And everything went quiet. Bueller? Yeah, everything went quiet.
I agree that additional guest callers would be a good idea, since I am not as interested in this orb as Tyler Lublar is.
That's a little bit harsh, just a little, but that's okay.
I think Yoy should call in, whoever that is.
Yeah, Kyle.
Who is that?
So... what do we talk? I haven't listened to ENPR for a very long time now. I think this month is the first month it's been on air in I don't know how long.
It's been a year or so, I think, if I'm remembering correctly. I could be wrong about that. Definitely around the time of last Christmas.
I think the last episode of ENPR we had before we started it again this month was when DMJ and iRule had their ENPR debate.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, about a year ago.
So, right now, so Tyler, Aramaic, and me that are connected?
Yes. Well,
okay.
And our muted host.
I think Aramaic just went away. Sirproof, did you re-enable yourself? Hello? Tyler?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I think Aramaic went away.
Okay, yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
So, we could get back to eRepublic, I suppose.
Sure.
That is
today
exciting.
Today's kind of crazy.
Yes.
We could talk
Let's
about today.
Talk about the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
Wild Al has left us quite unexpectedly.
Yes.
The only thing he told me is just something popped up, and he just couldn't afford the distraction of eRepublic. So, it's all dropped. That explains it.
So he put out an article. It was very brief. Just gave a one paragraph overview of his time in the EUSA, starting around the summer of 2013. Obviously, during that time, he was probably one of the most prolific. No, I don't believe he is pregnant. Prolific and popular EREP players. And I'd say it'd be pretty easy to say that for the past year, he's sort of been the guiding hand of the United States executive, both in terms of foreign policy and influence overall, probably over the past year, especially. During that time, he, Aramaic, you have not yet reconnected. He served as the party president of the USWP many times. He was Secretary of State for
many times, pretty much every
term. He was president 5 times, making him, I believe, the second most presidential American after me. He was dictator for a month after that change was introduced. And he basically, I would say, was probably one of the most popular players in EREP history, or at least the American history.
Yeah. Yeah, he and I have been friends for pretty close to 2 years now and worked pretty closely on a lot of stuff. And I don't know. It's I'm going to miss him because he said he's kind of almost, we've almost been partners in crime, so to speak. And it's just tough without him to figure out exactly. But, you know, he's left us E-Shades to run state, and E-Shades has done a good job. He's actually done a really good job. One of the better secretaries of state that I've seen that is not named Wild Al. So that's definitely something.
I think under his direction, the U.S. sort of has entered this. Obviously, during one of his presidential terms, we achieved our permanent 100, 100, 100 bonuses. I don't think that's an achievement that any president before or after would be able to top.
Yeah, resource wars probably aren't going to come around that often. And that's one thing, actually, that we're just now starting to explore is having full resources in our cores without having to maintain colonies and reset determination and all of that has probably freed us to do a lot more of the stuff that we're starting to do, where we went into Spain and we went into France to see if we could track down Chile. Because, again, so much resources and attention that was going towards resetting determination, and, you know, getting saltpeter from Mexico was such a pain because we also had an MPP with them to where we'd have to have the Netherlands airstrike in and then go in against them. It was just a lot of resource drain. We don't have to do that anymore. Colonies are just for fun now rather than must have. So it frees up a lot of CC for other adventures. So anything we do in the future, we can really thank Wild Al and his good management of those resource wars for having the ability to do that.
For sure. And obviously we've had a pretty prosperous period over the past 6 months. We have had the opportunity to engage in several offensive wars. We really haven't had any significant threat to our position. We've been all across the world from, you know, North Korea and Indonesia to, you know, Central Europe to, and so on. But that era is over now, I would say, the Wild Owl era. And it'll be interesting to see where the country goes from here. Obviously, continue.
I was going to say, traditionally, you know, you leave a void, somebody steps up and fills it. In kind of the era we're in now, where fewer people are joining and sticking, you know, that makes it a little tougher. But like I said, we do have some talented people that can kind of maybe step off now and see what they can do. Because, you know, Wild Al and I both kind of started around the same time. He started as Secretary of Education under Conchibo, and I started as Secretary of Media under Paul a month later. And, you know, you just do a good job and you get a better position and you do a good job in that and so on. It's still very possible to do. So, you know, if somebody wants to put in the time, they can climb the rungs pretty quickly. That's funny. Let me read the chat. So, are either one of these hosts coming back in, or what's the deal?
I think Aramek is back on. I unmuted him, like, a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he should be coming back on pretty soon here. I'm not quite sure why he's been silent, but
it's really weird. He's such a weird guy.
He's such a weird, strange dude.
That's part of the charm, though. So
also, he has a rampant pin fetish. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but he's actually sexually aroused by pins.
It's not a sexual arousal. Okay. It's not a sexual arousal.
I didn't think Aramek was connected.
Oh, whoops.
Until we started talking about his pin fetish, which he obviously has.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't really want to bring that nerd stuff up here. You guys don't want to hear about that, do you?
Because E-Republic certainly attracts the most jockish of players, and
absolutely.
No one here has any sort of unusual habits or such.
Oh, no, it's all jocks. I mean, have you seen Garmer? Like, we're all ripped bodices over here, right? That's what you guys are, right?
I believe everyone looks like Garmer.
Ah, good. All right.
That's what I look like. Except you know, taller, more handsome, and wearing
the number in the topic is the one that I called into for those who are saying it's not working.
Yes, so you can continue to attempt to call in. So there's that.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, it works for Board Cat. It just doesn't work for Leo. It doesn't like you. Doesn't like Joyce.
Yeah, that works. Perfect. All right, Aramek, so what do you got for us, dude? Host this mofo.
Hosting, yes. We have a long and storied episode in planned, you know, after the techno issues. I believe that we are having one of our esteemed NSC chairs not join us. JK, forget that. So Raccoon Goon was going to join us, and turns out he doesn't have a phone. So
wait, what? Run that by me again?
Raccoon Goon was going to join us. He doesn't have a phone.
I don't understand.
You don't understand his lack of a phone?
That's correct, yes. How is that physically possible?
Well, not all of us are as wealthy as you to afford phones, oblige. All right, I had to...
I don't understand.
I had to sell a lot of things to get this phone, man. This is a hard life we live. It's not all kicks and sunshine.
He has a computer right
now.
Oh,
he has Skype.
Hello.
Yes. Who is this? Is it
Is Derpuff back?
You aren't back.
Oh, well, shit.
No one's back. So,
I guess I'm dead.
Than the rest of us. So Raccoon Goon has a computer, which means he has Skype, which means he has a phone.
That's a lie.
Well, I think you can't Skype into the hi-fi.
No, you
can't
just hi-fi.
Aren't domestic calls free on Skype? I thought they were.
I don't think so.
Domestic calls aren't free on Skype. They take Skype credits.
Huh. Oh, so you could use Google Voice. No.
Use Google Voice, I think.
Use Google Voice, Raccoon Goon. That is not true. I don't understand.
Well, Google Voice is officially a bitch as well.
Yeah. Welcome to ENPR, where we are sponsored by technology. Technology working when you don't want it to, not when you do.
Exactly.
Is that our official motto?
No, not for this week.
That and Kirkland Brand Whiskey.
Random things that were brought by. Like
last week it was war.
Whiskey.
The recording session has reached its maximum number of allowable high fidelity inputs. To connect, please connect via a phone.
Yeah, that's right. It can only do 5 high fidelity inputs because BTR is still a bitch. So yeah, you have to call it via phone.
So stop logging in with your high fis and your low fees and your Wii fees.
You can't log in with lo-fi anymore.
I'm logged in with the lo-fi via the Skype. And Doncat said he called in too.
That's a lie.
BoardCat has questioned how much longer until we switch to a quality platform. That's a great question.
I don't think
that's
good. BlogTalk Radio is literally the only platform that does what they
this
did.
Is,
they are the only.
This is the easiest platform.
I have
this
done
switchboard is and
this.
Like everything.
No,
the
Radio
easiest
Star
thing
does not count. Radio Star, Duke Connors, it is not a real thing. That's not a real thing. No, stop it. That's not a real thing. No one does that except you.
Who is not a real thing?
Jude Connors, Radio Star.
Oh.
Oh, it's close. But streaming and then doing a Skype call is not a real thing.
Arden, we also, it's Aramex, Jerpoof, and Tyler. Tyler's on.
Mm-hmm.
And Oblige.
So, we were going to talk about
Raccoon
Goon. I think we should still do that because I can at least sing his praises. You know, if we can
sing
him directly.
Beautiful praises.
Yeah, Raccoon, you need to get on, buddy. So
the dude
that would be pretty
is
hot
machine.
If you got on.
He really is. I mean, he's like round the clock, sometimes round and a half the clock. He'd be like, yeah, I've never slept in 36 hours, so I'm going to go sleep. I mean,
yeah, the poor boy is killing himself over the game.
He's a lean, mean, enemy reducing NSC machine.
Yeah, he's been pretty awesome. Like he was kind of a holdover from the last administration because he did some work, which is gonna sound bad, but not a lot of that was going on with the last administration. But he
That's
did some work,
nice.
So we kept him. I know it's not nice, but it's the truth. So we kept him on, and he's just a machine. So we pretty early into the term, Henry French came to me and said, this guy deserves to be co-chair. So we promoted him to co-chair, and he's been a beast.
What you guys need to understand about Raccoon Goon is he and I go way back, right? We go back to UIP days, the United Independence Party. And this guy has just been around, faffing about, doing easy company crap and stuff like that. And he is, like, one of the game's hidden gems of people. He is just, as you said, hardworking. Once he puts your mind to something, he gets it done. He's just, yes, undoing individuals' pants party. That's right. I forgot we changed the acronym under my term. Sorry about that. But, yeah, he's found his niche. It's a splendor to see. Do you know what I mean?
A splendor?
Oh, Splendor. No. Well, he is fake sugar.
Raccoon Goon
is
literally
is
made of
Splendor.
NPR Raccoon Goon is a low-cal sweetener.
Basically.
Woo!
Derpus,
I can tell this. Yeah.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Windows 8. Best operating system or bestest operating system?
Bestest operating system. It's the only operating system which does not accept the audio and like the audio out in port on my MacBook. It's a bizarre thing. Yeah, I mean, apparently rebooting back into OS X, and it's great because I was using Windows 8 to play glorious Rocket League, and it's been on Windows 8 for the past couple days, so I was like, I don't see any reason why I shouldn't be able to do ENVR on Windows 8, but apparently I can't because Windows 8 is Windows 8.
Rocket League is a physics-based vehicle soccer game, video game, developed and published by Psyonix.
Let's see. Did Yui ever call? I think Yui tried to call in. If he did or didn't, but yeah, we play along with Tenshibo, Aramek is also dropped by accident. And yeah, we play together and we are, oh, let's see, is Yui on? Oh, Yui is on here. Yui, you are not called in. You're telling me what your area code is, but you're not on the switchboard. I'm sorry. So yeah,
also,
we play Rocket League together, and we're actually number two on the MLG leaderboards right now. We're God tier team, obviously.
No, are you serious?
Oh, we are Mensa FC. Hold on, I'll throw it into the Mensa FC Game Battles Major League Gaming. But granted, most of the people are on PS4, and we can't. Oh, we're actually third right now. Someone won a game, so we moved back to third. But yeah, we are Medsa FC, God tier team. You can keep trying to call in. I don't see your number on here. There's an anonymous number. I think this is Aramek, I believe. Let's see if he's back. Aramek, are you back? Aramek.
What the hell?
Yes.
It says you're now in third place.
Hello. Yeah, we are in third place now. Someone else won a game. They jumped us.
You lost to Hot to Trot.
That was technically not a loss as much as we had to forfeit because they wouldn't agree to cancel a match. So they were assholes. And we had to report a loss because of that. We scheduled it and we didn't have Tenshibo at the time, and we couldn't get a replacement or myself on in time to do that. Because once you file a replacement, you have to wait 6 hours until they're eligible, so that wasn't going to happen.
Was he high on Taco Bell at the time?
You know what? I don't remember what he was doing, but he was, I mean, that's a good guess, to be honest.
Love Tenshibo.
Tenshibo's my jam. So yeah, that's what myself, Yui / Leo, and Tenshibo do every night is play Rocket League. So yeah, if you don't have the game, you should get the game, and we might add you as a replacement to our obviously top tier team. Although I have to say, we entered a PC Rocket League tournament, and we were incredibly saddened to be knocked out in the round of 64 after winning our first match in the first round. We got knocked out in the second round in an overtime game. It was very disheartening.
In the world.
What? In the world? Second best team in the world? Yeah, the third best team? Obviously. I mean, that's what the MLG leaderboard says, doesn't it?
It does say that.
Yeah, in the world. Take that. EMPR brought to you by the official Rocket League team of the EUS Forums, Mensa FC. Coming to, obviously, ESPN highlights near you.
Shouldn't it be Mensa, like, RC?
You know what? I thought about that, but then I thought, fuck it. So, you know, there was that. Woo! So, who all do we still have on here? Did Aramek actually reconnect?
No.
I have no idea anymore. Mm-mm.
Okay, just put this person on. Is this Ajay?
Probably. Anonymous?
Huh? No. Hello?
No, that could
Hello.
Be Aramek.
Hello?
Is it Yui, actually?
I do believe I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that is Yui. That's his voice. Yes.
Yeah, it works.
What's up, Ray? Yes.
Oh, man.
It only came in as anonymous. I see. Well, now it has your name under anonymous. Did you not type in your name before?
I did that. No, I did that.
Oh, well. Oh, okay. You did that. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah. You yeah, can do that.
I have the technology.
Sweet. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that. All right. Nice. So Yui, what's up? How's the AMP life? How's the party president life?
Dude, I didn't sign up for what I'm dealing with.
Is it that stressful?
That's what every party president ever has thought themselves at some point.
I'm suffering.
How have you screwed up so far?
What have you done wrong?
I guess a couple of things. Well.
Break it down for us.
Before I was even elected, I made a Congress deal without consulting a damn anyone. So I got.
That's probably not a good start.
Yeah, and stuff has happened, and I'm going to get reprimanded.
good stuff. But I mean, you had a pretty good Congress showing. You were none right. So I mean, upset with you?
Now, that was before you got elected. So that was good. And it went downhill from there, or it went uphill from there?
It stagnated, I guess. I don't know.
It stagnated down.
I don't know if I should say this or not, but I don't care.
please give me all of your gossip.
Some people in my party have the belief that I am just a figurehead, and that's annoying.
I mean, they weren't supposed to know that
you're
my figurehead.
When people call you a figurehead or a puppet, that's somewhat insulting.
Yeah.
To be fair, I thought you were a funny multi. So
what? Like, too many people. You can't all talk at once. Come on.
Okay. So to be fair, I didn't even think you were a multi, or excuse me, a puppet. I just thought you were another person. Does that make you feel better or worse?
I mean, it depends who you thought I was, what multi you thought
I thought
I
you
was.
Were a beach bunny multi.
I'm serious.
Yeah, people think that it sucks, but I mean.
Are you?
How does it feel?
I guess it's more of a compliment than an insult, I guess. I don't know.
I
find that better than being called a puppet. I'd rather be called a multi than a puppet.
Yeah, that's fairly insulting. Okay. I'd say it's an attack on someone's character, and ad hominem attack
true.
That certain douchebags in our community have been casting around as late, but, you know, it's all right.
That's whatever. I can deal with it. They can think whatever they want, and I'll just do me, you know.
So, are you a puppet?
How does it feel to puppet?
Wishes to know.
I mean, well, the string is pretty itchy, but you get used to it.
So you just said that yes, you are a puppet, but you.
I did not say that. I just said string's itchy.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't watched those in
Take
a while, so
they
might make you itch.
So. You're a beach bunny puppet, which you've now admitted on national radio.
I have not admitted anything.
Wow.
You are twisting my words, good sir.
Twisting your words into beautiful entertainment.
And I don't even know who's talking, except Derp.
This is how we make good talk radio. And who do you think is talking? Who would you have to guess?
Great question. I don't know.
Dio?
It's a Blige. All right. Yo, Blige, you want to get into a Skype group later?
No.
It's beautiful.
Come on, man. Private shows.
Free private shows. My God. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, then. That took a turn.
So.
And anyone's invited, so.
Oh, well, I'll make sure I'm there.
Okay, so. So we made the Congress list. That was a bit of a misstep. Then people accused you of being a little too close to someone else. No one likes that. Unless you're calling someone a Cyprus puppet, then that's okay. that's fine.
Yeah,
and
that
one
gets thrown around a lot.
Yep. So how else did you screw up from there? Was that it? Or is there more?
I'm thinking about it. I don't think I've messed up since then, but I mean,
yeah,
I probably have. Just I won't admit
chill.
It. I mean, I have not crashed the party yet, so I mean,
yeah, you guys
that's
actually,
good.
I haven't quote unquote admitted myself to be a PTO, so I'm better than Free Area right off the bat.
That's a strong start. You got two things in your favor now. The party didn't literally fall apart.
You're not free, I mean, area.
You didn't pull a Valley Eller and run a whole bunch of Serbs or anything, so that's something.
AMP's not number five anymore. I mean, it's been...
AMP doesn't have a treasury to steal either.
Don't count on that for too long. You're literally one member above WTP now.
Yeah, and that's how, and we're going to keep growing that gap, motherfucker.
There was two members this morning. So
fight me.
Hold on.
It's still, still one, I think.
I got this, guys. I got it's this.
Still, oh, there's one, damn. You know what? But still.
Oh, well, let's see. You might want to check that again.
You did not.
Oh, no.
What?
What did you do? Either someone left or someone joined.
Derp, who clearly joined, we the people.
Clearly joined. Take that, Oblige. Suck it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he joined AMP.
Welcome. Welcome, Derp.
Welcome for the next. How long is this, Sean? We got another 17 minutes.
Well, I'll
next
put 17 power
minutes.
Right off the bat. I'll add you
thank
to,
you. Thank you.
I'll add you to the forums.
Oh, man. Is this what I get for being the best speaker of the house ever? I just get privileges in every party. Oblige, what do I get if I join WTP?
I will give you literally all the gold.
All the
in
gold.
In America.
That's
all the gold.
In America. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, is that more or less than what you have in your personal account, though?
That is probably less than I have in my personal account.
Ooh. Wow.
Care
can
to donate
your personal account
blood.
Instead? And then it's a deal.
But the offer is only valid for the next 15 seconds.
Next 15 seconds? One, two,
too
three.
Too slow. It's over.
Four. Ah, shit. Oh, you just think I'm too late. You have no idea. Have you even checked your party list?
Oh my god.
What?
Oh, but at the same time, oh look, We the People is now back in fourth place. So sorry.
All wrecked. You're wrecked, Ewe.
You have been fooled.
We are tied, good sir. Get out of here.
Hold on. I've got.
I'm in my first
hold
term.
Hold on. Let me get Aramek to change parties.
Whatever. He can lose his director of reaction gifts then.
Ooh, never mind. I know that position would be very, very important to him.
It's the best job he has or could ever
it
have.
It really would be. What does the WTP shelf feed look like?
The audience has been continuously agitating for Jude to be let on air.
Okay.
What do the other feel about that?
I'm fine with Jude. Has Tyler been talking at all? I'm gonna mute Tyler if he's not really doing anything, because I don't
I'm
want
just
too many
listening
people on.
More than
Tyler does things.
Okay, cool. Well, you've been muted, Tyler. Thanks. Let's bring on Jude.
What
the hell of it? That's how I do it. What is Jude? You are on ENPR.
The audience
hey,
is
hey,
constantly
no,
clamoring for Jude. That was fucking awesome.
The audience, all like five people in the IRC that are chatting.
But all five of them.
What Jude? Give us
Jude. It's a new year.
Give us Jude.
It's a new year.
Yes, it is.
ENPR brought to you by the clamoring masses for Jude Connors. ENPR.
Disgusting. The clamoring.
What the hell happened to the show, man? Y'all
okay, this show. I had it all lined up. I've got every show planned. This one just got fucked up because of, I blame Windows 8 or Blog Talk, one of the two. So this has just become a hodgepodge mess. Blog Talk is always fun to blame. I'm good with that.
Dude, it's always the reason for failure. Oh, lie. Join that Skype group, dude. No lie. Join it.
Oh, that AMP
it's
Skype
group.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's not AMP. It's
oh, is it not?
It's encompassing, I guess.
Oh, well, they kicked me out of it. They kicked me out of it because I...
We didn't kick you out.
Whoever
no, we did not.
Host.
Don't you lie.
Yes.
You know what? I'm adding you to the new one right now, buddy. You're in.
Okay.
You're in. Welcome, sir.
Nice.
This new group is much better because it is SAR-free.
Well, wow. Next time Scott I get on my Skype.
Right, that's not very
well, nice. It's the truth.
Let me log on the Skype right now and see what kind of juicy conversation is happening in there.
Well, I mean, we got Pfeiffer to take over a channel for a bit, so.
That sounds great.
Pretty arousing.
Dan Harrison's channel.
What channel did
you take over? Dan Harrison's channel. Couldn't happen to a bigger douche.
Oh, man. So what all have we actually covered in the show? What all did you do in the 20 minutes that I was really just like trying to figure out what the hell my computer was doing?
We talked about how sad it was that Wild Owl was leaving and that there would be no one to replace him and that this was basically the end of America.
Yeah. Oh,
well, you have my horsey goodness, which leaves on
You're
occasion.
You're replaceable. The owl and you, is
yeah,
replaceable.
I'm extremely
you
replaceable. Have,
you've got me in Miltopia, so I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
According to the jackal. It was it's the weirdest thing. Improved my group. What'd you do? Oh, my. Pfeiffer, no.
What?
Oh, Pfeiffer, you son of a bitch.
What did he do? Remove you from it?
No.
Oh, I gotta check. I'm logging into Skype now, so.
I guess I gotta go look at Skype now.
Oh,
I'm not going to do it.
NPR time, bitches. What a great name. Welcome. Oh, I can't see the old conversation shit. Oh, it's no fun.
Of course not.
So why can't we Skype into NPR anymore? Let me guess.
It's the Hi-Fi studio. Apparently, like, I can hand out a direct connection link, but it can only support, like, 4 or 5 other people, which is bullshit,
is
really.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is.
And the what's the difference, like... The Hi-Fi, quote unquote. What?
Okay.
You can see how
honestly, go listen to. Yeah, go listen to our first ENPR of the month, and then go listen to the second one. The second one, it's the second one, I believe. It is so the quality of audio is infinitely better. You have no idea.
That's
good. Pfeiffer wants a direct connection. Can we support a direct connection? I think we can.
No, we already have 5, so we're out.
Do we have 5? Well, Tyler. Yeah, I don't remember if Tyler's okay. A number or not. I'm gonna see if we can, just because why not? Yeah, here's direct connection link for Pfeiffer. It'll give him like a minute to get in. This gonna be good. This gonna be good. So Oblige, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how sad is it that your favorite E-son is leaving?
10. 12. Above, off 12. The scale. Not over 9,000.
Over 9,000.
What's Mazzy gonna do, y'all?
The history of America. Everyone.
I mean, what's Mazzy gonna do?
Oh, what's Mazzy gonna do?
Who? Yeah, without Wild.
I want to know what Smee's gonna do.
Marry again.
What is me gonna do without Wild Owl?
I don't know. Be sad forever.
Oh, I'm gonna. Is Tyler on? Or, yeah, Tyler's muted. I'm sadly going to kick off Tyler so that we can get. Actually, no. Who's the 740 number? If anyone is a 740 number, please.
No, there. That's.
Please tell me
that's,
who it is.
That's what's his face cat, no, and he's connected.
I'm 225.
By phone.
Okay, I don't know who the 74 number is. He's been on hold for 29 minutes, so he's getting off. Sorry, you've been wrecked.
I just told you who that was.
What?
That's Gomcat or Eli Woodsane.
Oh, I forgot about Eli. Well,
Taking one for the team.
Eli, you're taking one for the team. Whoop. Okay, Pfeiffer, try the link again, see if it works.
I had to call 3 freaking times.
God, that's...
I had to call you
literally just called back.
Leo's called and it told him it was the wrong number.
No,
Eli,
we can't be... No,
son of Derp Hoof now.
No, he can't.
He can't.
No, he's not.
Damn it. I put it back on the air. Eli, quick, get your insults in now.
Oh, no.
This is... Oh, there's Pfeiffer, though. Hey, look, it's a Pfeiffer. Oh my God, we can't have six people on at once. This is not going to work.
It's working. I'm also muting Tyler.
So we're all shuddering at once.
Yeah. Okay. So this is okay for the rundown. This is Derpoof. This is me. Tyler, can you speak for us?
Speak.
Yeah. Okay. That was Tyler. Oblige.
This is Oblige.
Jude.
Yo.
Yui.
What up?
Okay. Eli. Yeah, you're on. You're on now. And Pfeiffer.
This is Oblige.
Oh shit, Oblige. God damn it. Oblige. When did your multi get a different voice? Oh my God. Sorry, I gotta kick Oblige's multi here.
Dude, you didn't mute him.
Oh man. See, one reason I will not ditch Blog Talk Radio is because I love the dashboard. The dashboard's really nice. Dude, if you can replicate the dashboard, I'll give you a chance.
Do you have a whole bunch?
It is really nice.
So where are the other
I swear to God, I keep getting Aramex like Facebook messages 20 minutes after he sends them on my phone.
Who's in a truck right now?
It's annoying shit.
Is that noise? Is the Yui kid Leo? Are you still here?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
Leo.
Yeah, I'm still here. What's up?
Okay, Pfeiffer, did you add anything?
Well, yeah, I added people to his Skype group to improve it.
No. I hate you so much, Pfeiffer.
Oh man.
Some of it.
Also, guys, if you want to just call into ENPR, we do have the after show. Like, I will just let everyone on.
No, I'm going in 7 minutes.
Except for AJ.
It won't be as good without me.
Oh.
How many,
I don't know what's happening anymore. ENPR brought to you by Confusion.
And Windows 8.
Yeah, and Windows 8. And God
Blog
knows
Talk
what
Radio.
Else. Blog Talk Radio.
And technology. Arcade.
Technology.
There has to be some sort of referral link for Penny Arcade. Is there not, Aramex? Can you not get points when people buy pins if you use your referral link? I feel like there should be.
No clue.
Oh, question. Did you get the PAX East 2015 Polygon? Aramex?
Who? Aramex isn't even on.
Aramex's not here. Really?
Aramex's not here. He hasn't
God
been here for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, he
God
dropped
damn
like
it.
Two times.
Aramex's been gone.
Aramex, where are you? Aramex said he was going to go kill himself, so he might be dead. That's what he told me on Facebook. He said, I'm going to go kill myself now. And so, yeah, he's probably dead. Moment of silence for Aramex.
And maybe we'll get lucky and Afaneric will come back.
I agree. He was much better as Afaneric than he ever was as Aramex.
Shut up, faggot.
He's all right, now.
That's a great start.
Well, that was lovely. How much do we have left, guys? This is really the show I should have picked to like get raging drunk and just spout off nonsense. If we have 4 minutes left in ENPR. I have
How
4 minutes
stops
left.
How many can you do in 4 minutes, Derpoof?
None, because I'm at home and I'd have to like go downstairs and grab, and that would just be kind of awkward. Just yeah, hey guys, I'm just gonna go get raging drunk in my room over the next 5 minutes. Please don't disturb
and
me the rest of the night.
A handle of vodka. Please don't ask any questions. Thank you. Good night.
You'll see me in the morning.
That's how my family vacations usually work out. So, you know, that is a thing.
That sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Yep.
Oh, let's see. Aramex.
Overtime listening today. That's exciting.
Hey. Nice.
Yes.
So, right? So Pfeiffer, what's been up with you lately? What strings have you been pulling?
I don't know. I made Wild Owl quit.
Oh,
so there's that.
Is that what you did? You forced him to quit.
Yep. I figure at some point somebody will blame me for it, so I should just take possession now and.
Okay, you heard it here first, guys. Wild Owl leaving and the destruction of America is all Pfeiffer's fault. EMPR brought to you by Pfeiffer's time. Destruction of America.
That should be a trademark phrase.
What?
Pfeiffer's destruction of America.
It's been a long time coming. You know, you have to put all the pieces in place, like, just years and years and years in advance. Most people don't really comprehend, but...
Yeah. I mean, I can't comprehend. I'm a horse.
That's true. Horses can't really comprehend, so...
And they're also easily replaceable, as we established.
Yep, easily replaceable and can't comprehend things. That's the reason I do media nowadays.
But I mean, you got to think, I put the first piece in place for the destruction back in, like, I don't know, let's call it December 6, 2011. It was,
I swear to God, there's a secret room, Jesus Christ.
It's taken a while.
That's a, for those of the audience who haven't played quite that long, that's a vague allusion to a certain presidential election.
Yeah, big mistake of mine.
This would be where where Pfeiffer talks about how he made me. And
I did. I did make you. I did make you.
There it goes. And how this has all been part of his master plan.
So yeah, we got 60 seconds left.
Do we have any exit music?
I have music? Like our original music is what I've been using as my exit music, which is 37 seconds long. So we've got another. Yeah. So
right
that's
now.
Gonna start nope. now. So this has been ENPR brought to you by all kinds of random. Nonsense. And Pfeiffer. I don't know if he counts as fucked up nonsense, but he's pretty nonsensical. So, EMPR. Yeah, Dubai. Being a bitch. Windows 8 being a bitch. And everything else under the sun. This has been EMPR with your host, Derpuff. See you later. And we're off.
That was great.
We're off, but we're still live, which is still the weirdest thing to me. Oh. I don't know why that's a thing.
Just move this into the screening room, and then we can all talk and not be recorded.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, I know. That's what I plan on doing. Do but I want an answer from Blog Talk Radio. I demand an answer from Blog Talk Radio as why when it says we're off the air, we're still on the air. So answer that, Blog Talk Radio, you dumb fucks.